That's where he's looking. Throws the slant. Rodgers, touchdown. The Rick Rodgers with a nice inside cut, and Tool looking down the whole way and throws the strike, and you don't get touchdowns much easier than that as the Bills extend their lead.
Former greats of the preseason, Derrick Rodgers.
Derrick Rodgers.
Christian Wade, Jeff Tool. These are your Rushmore names, right?
Yes. These are good. These are all good. Joik Bell also was phenomenal for the Bills in the preseason.
Rod Streeter.
Probably the best preseason running back of my lifetime, Joik Bell.
Yeah?
Sure.
Better than Christian Wade?
Christian Wade, tough. I mean, it was like two plays, and they both went for 40-plus yards.
Just needed more opportunity.
You watch back the runs that he had. They were, like, super impressive. It wasn't just that he ran through an open hole. The one I think actually he doesn't score on, he runs through two linebackers and then just hits a gear and, like, runs away from people. So it was how he did it, too.
Yeah, it's funny. You remember the Carolina one?
Because the Carolina one, to me, was more impressive.
Okay.
He didn't score on it.
Okay, because his first ever touch he took for, like, a 65-yard touchdown against the Colts.
Yeah.
In Buffalo.
Yeah. And that one maybe was more he hit the hole and then he just ran away from people.
He was untouched and really didn't have to make a move, beat the safety to the sideline. It's funny, when I searched Christian Wade, the first video that came up was him scoring in a rugby match.
Okay, well, right.
Right.
Yeah.
So it turns out he also had that career.
If you remember him for the touchdown, look up, it was the Panthers. He played against the Panthers. Look up that play, and it's like, he looks like Tyreek Hill on the play. Like the way he's moving, and this is the one he doesn't even score on. To me, that one was way more impressive than the touchdown that he scored on. But that was the one that he went viral for and, you know, probably got famous for.
I got to find this one against the Panthers.
Find it against the Panthers. It's like this guy, kick returner, nothing. I mean, they tried, right? I don't want to say they didn't try because there clearly was some athleticism from this guy.
Mm-hmm.
But he just hadn't played football before. But he looked like he did on this play.
Yeah, all I've got is the Colts one so far. I haven't found the Panthers one. So send it out there to the internet.
Let me find it.
You want your instant trivia?
Yes.
I got a little. Why not? You know, it's preseason football. We're hoping guys don't get hurt. It's pretty much the entire goal of the preseason is just don't get hurt. The Colts and the Ravens both lost players last night to injury.
Yep.
Yeah. All right. So I mentioned last segment, we had a caller about Josh and Lamar. Lamar is one of one, two, three, four, five. I thought it was nine multiple MVPs.
Okay.
But maybe it's only eight. I'll double check this. But he's the only multiple MVP winner without a Super Bowl.
Okay. Only MVP.
He's the only one to have won the
multi
MVP twice or more and not have a Super Bowl. So, question for you is, who are the two-time winners or more? And the clue is, of course, they all have Super Bowls.
Okay, so multi-MVP with Super Bowls?
Yep.
Okay. Brady.
Correct. Three MVPs?
Manning.
Yes, correct.
Peyton Manning.
Five MVPs.
Eli did not have multiple MVPs.
He did not.
I don't think he ever had an MVP vote. Put him in the Hall of Fame.
Peyton Manning won five MVPs. And probably should have won more. Probably should have won more.
How many should he have won?
15.
Five's a lot. 15? Come on. 15? Although that's a take I don't mind usually, which, like, LeBron should have won 16 MVPs, but he won four because I got sick of giving it to him.
Yeah.
Mahomes has two, right?
Two MVPs, that's right.
Okay.
Both times Mahomes won it, Lamar won it the next year.
Okay. But we don't know who wins the year after Allen wins. Montana?
No.
He didn't win multiple MVPs?
He did not.
Really? And he was the GOAT quarterback for a while for people?
Oh, he did. Sorry, Montana, yes.
Okay.
When I said, I feel like a name is missing from this list, that I got, and it was Joe Montana.
How many did he win?
Two.
He won two MVPs.
Yep.
Okay. All right, how about, singular, I only need one Super Bowl, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so Aaron Rodgers.
Correct.
Yeah. How many are there total?
There are four left.
Four left.
I found another name that wasn't on this list.
How about Brett Favre? Because then he went back-to-back MVPs.
He did.
And he won the Super Bowl. So Brett Favre.
Yep.
Okay.
This list is trash. I found another one.
Bad list?
Yeah. Just keep adding one to your list. There's more. All Multi-MVPs right. That have Super Bowls. You have
like
three left.
Is there going to be a guy from the early, like, did Namath win MVPs? Did Bart Starr win MVPs? Let me come back to that era.
Okay.
How about no Roethlisberger? He doesn't win MVPs. No on Stafford. No on Jalen Hurts. No on Nick Foles.
Yeah, I mean, go way further back. Like, these guys are...
Is Bart Starr right?
No. But, I mean, Nick Foles is definitely not in the conversation.
No, obviously, yeah. Steve Young?
Correct.
Yeah. Okay. Two MVPs for him?
Mm-hmm. Two MVPs. Yep.
Okay.
And then two more.
Can this be non-quarterbacks?
There is one non-quarterback.
Like Emmitt Smith? No, he didn't win MVP, right? Walter Payton?
No running back has won it more than twice other than this guy that won it three times.
Three-time MVP, won the Super Bowl. He's a running back.
He did not win a Super Bowl, so he's not on this list. Okay. Now I'm finding where the ESPN...
So wait, that list has a guy that it shouldn't be on the list?
ESPN had this list, and they had something wrong. They missed a guy. Anyway, Jim Brown did not win a Super Bowl. He's three-time MVP.
He didn't play in that era.
And same with Johnny Unitas did not win a Super Bowl.
Like, did...
So there's... That's
who's
it.
Who's the...
That's the list. You got them all.
Oh, that's the it? Okay,
you got them all.
Because I'm like, there's no other... Like, I'm Plunkett, McMahon. Like, these are not quarterbacks that won MVPs.
Right. Basically, what I'm looking
Kurt Warner was going to be my next guess.
That was... that's the correct answer. I've completely botched this entire trivia.
Yeah, okay.
What happened was, I found multiple MVP winners.
Uh-huh.
Some of them are not Super Bowl era players, right? So...
Sure, okay.
Like
Unitas.
Jim Brown. The Super Bowl era. He won three MVPs. He did not win a Super Bowl. They didn't have Super Bowls.
Right.
And Johnny Unitas played in Super Bowl III, right? But a lot of his career is pre-Super Bowl. So I apologize, Friday. What do you want from me?
It was a terrible list.
It was just terrible, terribly executed trivia on every level.
We got there, though.
Yeah, you know. The point is...
I don't know if people know who's actually on the list or not right now.
Right, now that we've played it, yeah. Here are the multi-MVP winners that have won Super Bowls.
Here we go.
Peyton Manning, Aaron Rodgers, Brett Favre, Tom Brady, Joe Montana, Steve Young, Kurt Warner, Patrick Mahomes, and then Lamar, the only one to not win a Super Bowl. Why?
Yeah.
This is an easier way to explain why the list stunk. Jim Brown and Johnny Unitas did not either, but they don't really count.
Yep.
So while ESPN said there are nine, I found 11.
Yep.
Anyway, there you go. So it's Lamar. Lamar's the only one with multiple MVPs that did not win a Super Bowl or has not won. And Allen
gets there.
Careful. You don't want him to get to multiple MVPs and not a Super Bowl. You want him to get to
not a Super Bowl. Sorry.
You want
we moved on to that.
You want multiple MVPs and, of course, the Super Bowl. Or one MVP and the Super Bowl. Now there's a fun question for you. Will we have the MVP talk the way that we did before?
No chance.
You don't think so?
No chance.
Isn't it
going to
be the same kind of season where the horse race between the Bills, Chiefs, and Ravens is the same as it maybe always is, and the only thing that's interesting on November 28th is so-and-so made a case for MVP last night.
It's sure, right. I don't think Allen puts the numbers up that are going to be required for it because I think that what hurt Lamar last year was that he had just won it the year before. I think that hurt him a lot.
So you
and you wouldn't
go
also,
so you wouldn't go so far as Bomani Jones claimed that the Josh Allen MVP was a participation trophy.
I don't go that far.
No, he said basically they felt bad that they should have given it to him and they didn't.
And that to me is another part about why I think like I don't think Josh. I think he'd have such a hard time being over Lamar as this season's going on from the narrative part of it. That part of why Allen wins maybe and what was said a lot. From people was, well, he should have won last year. What are people going to say about Lamar this year? Well, he should have won last year. That's going to help him.
Yeah,
and
maybe.
Who do you expect to put up the video game numbers? I'm not saying Josh can't do that, but it's not really in the fabric of their offense. Jackson is going to put up video game numbers. So statistically, he's going to have an advantage. Narrative-wise, he's going to have an advantage. He's going to have the advantage of Allen just won it. So I'm not saying Josh can't, but like if I were, we can't bet on this stuff in New York State. If we were able to bet on this, I would not bet on Josh Allen this year. I'll bet on him to win another MVP, but I just don't think he wins it back to back. What would he have to do to win a back to back MVP? He has to put up the numbers Lamar did last year, and then as we just saw from Lamar, even then he might not get it. 4,100 yards, 41 touchdowns, and 4 picks. Does Allen win MVP?
If they're the one seed,
and
yes.
And they're the one seed.
Yes. Maybe after now that they've all got one, you know, I understand like what you're going for is playing the voters. And
I'm playing the voters,
how
yes.
Narratives do matter.
Which is why I kind of hate the MVP.
Now that they all have one, except Burrow, now that they all have one, maybe kind of resets to what it normally is, which is guy put up monster numbers and his team was the one seed. And also, Allen, I mean, the Bills didn't change much where you would have added star blue chip players that are going to change the conversation, right? They didn't go out and trade for DK Metcalf. Not that he's necessarily caliber, but just they're kind of running back the everybody eats. Hey, his receiver core, his tight ends, his backs, like they spread it around. Like he's still the sun in that universe. Whereas Lamar will potentially again have people splitting off because they say, well, Derrick Henry.
Right.
Like they use that
That's
against.
Right.
So maybe he gets back to normal this year, and the path for Allen to win MVP is just have a great season and be the one seed.
Right now, Jackson and Allen are co-favorites.
All right.
And to me, like that's not quite nuts. I understand why they are co-favorites. I would not bet Josh this year to win it. Burrow is right behind him. I honestly kind of like that. Because have we thrown this out there like very briefly as a question? If the Bengals make the playoffs last year, does Burrow win MVP? Throwing for 5,000 basically and being the only reason they were even like not that Josh isn't the only reason and Mahomes and Jackson, but Burrow was like he had to do everything for that team. So this year if they make it, like what's the Bengals threshold? Let's assume the defense is gonna be bad. We all kind of expect that. They win the division. Is he the MVP? They don't have to be the one seed, do they?
I think it's very possible.
They just have to win their division. Maybe for Josh, maybe for Lamar, maybe for Mahomes. Like, you better get the one seed. That's important to you. Bengals? No. If you're the three seed, but you won the division, Joe Burrow's MVP. I could see that. By the way, nobody that's come up here yet is the guy that I actually have an MVP bet on.
Ooh.
When I was driving through Pennsylvania a couple months ago.
Jaden Daniels?
Nope. Plus 750, Jaden Daniels. He's next after that group, the big four.
You placed an MVP bet.
Who did I place an MVP bet on?
I have no idea.
It's quarterback.
It's got to be. Not allowed to be anything else. That's the rule.
The highest odds for a non-quarterback is Barkley. He is behind Rodgers, May, Lawrence, Knicks, Stafford, Prescott, Goff, Purdy, Kyler Murray, Caleb Williams, Jordan Love, Baker Mayfield, C.J. Stroud, Justin Herbert, Hurts, Daniels, Mahomes, Burrow, Allen Jackson. Those are all the quarterbacks before you get to a positional player.
Gotcha. Okay.
You said, did you figure out or think you
know? No, I have one more.
One more guess?
I have one more note to tell you how bad that trivia that I just ran in the earlier part of the segment was. Something else has been learned that makes it even worse. So anyway, who'd you bet?
Dak. I bet Dak.
Good luck.
Defense is going to be bad. It's the Cowboys. 2 years ago.
I like him just fine, but good luck.
2 years ago. You want to call me a hater? Call me a hater. When everyone said Josh should have won the MVP, I was saying Dak should have won the MVP. 2 years ago, Prescott should have been the MVP of the league.
803.
4,500 yards, 36 touchdowns, 9 picks, a bad defense. 12-5. He 2 years ago he was the guy I would have voted for.
Got some calls here, but Sal texted in to point out that Unitas won Super Bowl 5, but he threw 9 passes and was replaced. So Unitas did win the Super Bowl.
Okay, now it's official.
It's officially the worst trivia we've ever run on the show. However, Sal brings up something that this is delicious to get to before we get to a couple calls here. Imagine the take-pocalypse that would ensue if, like, Jackson got to a Super Bowl, threw 9 passes, and got hurt, and the backup won the game.
Oh, my goodness.
Does Lamar have one now? Just imagine for a moment.
Yeah.
Johnny Unitas gets to get away with that in the 70s, whatever, but...
Right. How much of the game does he need to play before it's determined he has one? Right? Like, Carson Wentz doesn't have one. Fair? He owns a ring. He was on the Eagles roster. He played in the regular season. He was not active in the Super Bowl. What if Lamar plays quarter and a half?
Listen.
How much do you got to play?
The take apocalypse.
How about not before it's like everyone know? How much does he have to play before it's like debate central?
Because
if he plays one drive, no one's debating it. If he plays 3.5 quarters,
if he misses one drive.
I mean,
nobody's debating it. If he plays one drive and they win on the last second because the backup went in, I could say, oh, they would have won by 10 if Lamar played.
Maybe the debate will exist there too.
Dave in Buffalo, save us from this this dreaming of a take apocalypse. Go ahead, Dave. What's up?
Basically, I think that the point of all this is that it's a real paradox because certainly for every team, winning the Super Bowl is what it's all about that 1 year. You have to do that. That's the goal. That's what you're doing. But in the big picture, the fact that someone is a multiple-time MVP who never won the Super Bowl is merely a curiosity and not very important.
Yep.
And I say that because I had the fortune of actually growing up in Chicago, where I have in my wallet, had it for 40 years, a diehard Cub fan club card. And we love the Cubs, and believe me, we spent a century without winning the World Series, but we still were rabid about our team and rabid about our being part of the Cubs and things like that. Then I had the fortune of meeting a lovely girl from Buffalo and moving to Buffalo actually in 1989 and picked up the Bills as my team because my wife required that I do that. And I became an avid Bills fan and went through all these seasons where we made the Super Bowl and didn't make it. But still, I mean, you see the Bills fans and how much they love their team, but they never won the Super Bowl. So the fact that a team doesn't win the Super Bowl, I mean, there are 32 teams, 31 of them don't have bad seasons, aren't horrible. Just one of them happens to win the Super Bowl that year. But in the big picture, it really doesn't matter when you look back over someone's career. There are, I think, 5 Bills in the Hall of Fame and 6 if Tasker gets in, and they never won at all. In the big picture, it doesn't matter how many Super Bowls you won. It matters for that year. But in the big picture, it's just a curiosity.
Well, to a point, I understand what you're saying. However, people watch because of the belief that they might. And if you took that away, and we always say, like, hey, what if you knew your team was going to win the Super Bowl? Would you want to know? And I always tell you, no, I would never want to know ahead of time. If you were to find out, you know, whatever, a time traveler came and says, like, yo, listen, I've seen it. And the league folds in 2062, and the Bills never take home a championship. Would you still watch? Yeah, some people probably still would. Some would say, why would I do that? I'm after the prize. And, I mean, it's not quite a curiosity. It is the goal. And all the players are playing for that, in addition to playing for money, of course. But, like, to be a competitor and play for the trophy, to play for the top, that's the point. That's how you get started in high school football. You play because you love the game, because you want to win. And whatever you're playing golf, you play because you want to win. And, you know, are you a different person if you win? Maybe not. But how you are remembered and how you are defined definitely does change. So,
sure.
You know, your point about 31 teams don't have bad seasons, no doubt about that. You know, Washington had a great season last year. I'm sure they're not mad about it. The Chiefs are not mad about their season they had last year. They didn't win it. Are the Lions mad? No, they're heartbroken because they thought it would be their year. But curiosity is a little too far for me. It's the point. The point is to entertain. I should say that. The number one point is to be entertaining. You're on TV because you're entertaining. The trophy at the end is something we all care about because we're all invested.
Yeah.
Jerry and Kenmore quickly. Go ahead, Jerry.
Quickly. You know how Allen won the MVP last year? Because the year before, Jackson was about the fourth most deserving player to get it. And that, I don't know. The other thing is, when they show you stats and comparing Allen and whoever's case you're making shows you the stats they want to show you. You know, the ratio of passes to touchdowns is nice. All the yard things are nice. But Allen killed him in three categories last year that no one ever mentions, and that's lost fumbles, sacks below expectations, team record. He beat them in all three of those categories, but they're never listed on that side-by-side. Quickly on the why everybody, you know, the injuries on the receivers, I like it a little bit in that not everybody's going to be able to eat at the beginning, and we're going to force feed some of the guys that we want to know who they are. I think there could be a plus side to some of this.
Maybe. We'll see if everybody's back. I mean, Allen's been feeding Coleman at camp, and we'll see how that goes against, you know, scheming defenses.
Mm-hmm.
All right, when we get back, I got one thing for you on Coleman that to me will tell you it's a very – is it obscure? It's not a stat you can just, like, look up. One of the chart guys has something that last year I endlessly remember about Coleman, that if it changes this year, it'll be a sign that things are going well. I know it's a chart. It's not complicated. I'll tell you what it is next.
Yeah, I talked to Josh, like, a few days after I got drafted, and he's been somebody who I've, you know, really looked up to, and since coming here, just, you know, watching a ton of his tape and how he was able to operate, you know, Coach Dave's system and whatnot. So it's going to be kind of a surreal feeling to be on the same field with him.
Jackson Dart. That's Jackson Dart. Are we on Dable Allen Hug Watch or anything like that?
Of course.
So I went to the break, said there's a chart I'd seen about Keon Coleman the last year that I want to see it this year, and that'll tell me how things are going for the Bills. And it can be a little bit more than just Coleman here. And that's double team rate. Last year, one thing that Coleman got a lot of was single coverage. You know, who are the leaders in the league in double teams? Justin Jefferson gets double teamed the most. Chase actually does not get as much as you would think. But
is that because of Higgins?
Yes, right. So double team rate is partially your own ability as a receiver. Partially, is there anybody else to worry about? Because there's nobody else to worry about. We're going to double team that guy. And Coleman getting a ton of single coverage, like, that's a good opportunity for him, right? If he starts to make enough plays, and I actually feel like at the start of the season we were seeing teams bet on their guy, and he beat a couple of them, right? He beat Tariq Woolen in Seattle. So will defensive coordinators playing the Bills still roll out and say, I'm going to bet that my guy can blanket that guy, and when the ball's up for a contested catch, you got to be in his frame and, like, don't let him make those catches. Don't let him body you, but he's not going to run away from you. If Coleman has signs of success and starts to continue to progress, then maybe that rate jumps up a bit. Then again, the flip side of that could be if Josh Palmer is a good threat on the outside and the other side, then maybe there's less of that. Or if Kincaid pops, whatever. So we'll see. It's just one thing I remember about Coleman last year was, you know, you'll see plenty of stuff on his separation and plenty of this and that, but you know, if you start to get more attention from the defense, the gravity you create is important. And I expect we'll see a good amount of Coleman on set tomorrow.
Yeah,
I bet him for a touchdown. I bet they're gonna
really.
Yeah, I think they're gonna feed him the ball. Yes,
they're gonna feed Coleman tomorrow.
Yes, the Bills have signed a kicker, Caden Davis.
Okay.
Tyler Bass has been dealing with the pelvic soreness.
Yeah.
Tom Brady will be in Washington for the call of Commanders-Giants Game 1.
Okay. All Commanders right.
He's
Giants.
He's back on the broadcasts.
He's back. Sweet.
He's back. Great.
What time's that game?
The
Bills play at night, so I guess I will see some of it.
It's Sunday, 1 o'clock in New York.
All right. I'll be watching Red Zone. So maybe I'll hear from Brady a little bit.
Caden Davis is the Bills' new kicker.
Okay. Never heard of him. Place filler until Tyler Bass comes back, I would assume.
Yeah. Think so.
The only thing about the Coleman, you know, like, how is he going? He's going to single coverage. Is he going to get fed by getting open? or are they feeding him by jump balls? Because one thing that I don't think is even debatable, if you're a defensive coordinator and you're going up against the Bills, what's the play you live with more than any that the Bills like? What's the play the Bills like to do, like the run, that you would like, they could do that all day if they want? If I'm a defensive coordinator, it's, you want to throw jump balls to Keon Coleman? Good process to me will be, hey, he's going to catch a couple of them, and he's going to embarrass my corner. I will live with that. Because guess what? He's going to catch 30% of them. I'll live with that. That is not an efficient play for them. They could do it all they want. They could tweet out their videos and how cool it was. Style points. But we don't have three judges deciding how cool the play was. I'm trying to win the game. You can throw a jump ball to Keon Coleman the whole day if you want. If he's not getting open against me, I'm never changing out of that if I'm a defensive coordinator.
Rob in Connecticut. Hey, Rob.
Hey, good morning, Jeremy. Good morning, Joe. First off, I wanted to say thank you very much. I appreciate you guys for covering the training camp. You guys did a great job. Everybody at WGR 550, you know, Sal, always enjoy listening to you guys. Yesterday, I wanted to chime in. You guys were talking about the stars aligning and perfect scenario. And I had thought about it. And I was thinking either it could go vice versa, but it would be Buffalo playing Kansas City in the divisional, take them out, and then we go to the AFC Championship game and we get the Ravens and we take them out and we go to the Super Bowl. Both teams, I would love to face and then just shut everybody up and then win the Super Bowl. That's the way I see my stars aligning.
All right. Thanks, Rob.
Thanks, guys.
Personally, I personally, in a perfect world, would love a playoff run that doesn't include Baltimore this year. Give me one seed, nothing in week one, decide what you want in week two, and then the Kansas City Chiefs in the AFC Championship. That's my stars aligning. And not even just for like the storyline of it,
mm-hmm.
right? Like beating them to go to the Super Bowl, but also I think the Ravens are better than the Chiefs.
At the risk of being boring, and I might change on this like day to day, I don't really think about ideal roads. If you want to say, would rather play this team than that team because this team looks like an easier match, sure. But, you know, who do you want to beat to go to the Super Bowl? Don't care.
That's not what I'm saying. I think it's more likely today, before they've played a snap this season, that it's more likely the Bills would beat the Chiefs in a playoff game than they would beat the Ravens. And I know we just saw the opposite of that happen. But I think that's right now those two teams going into the season. It also might be likely the Bills could beat both of them.
Yeah, 803-0550. So Owen put together a game for us based on our conversation yesterday. Yesterday we brought to light to some of you out there that maybe you're on Facebook, maybe you're not. There are some AI slop generated pages that just feed Bills stories.
Uh-huh.
With quotes that are not real, that are so hilariously bad. And then you click and read the comments, and it's like, yeah, Terry McLaurin said he wants to play for Sean McDermott. It's like, that didn't happen.
Uh-huh.
No. Stop. So anyway, Owen put together a little game, kind of like Shades of the Buddy Nick's game, where he has created a phony Bills AI story, and he has taken one from the phony Bills AI page. And we are tasked with answering the question, is it AI or OP?
AI or OP?
Yes.
Yep. All right. I'm going to read you these two. They're real short. They're quick.
Yeah, they got to be quick.
Just got to guess which one I made up and which one was
which one actually appeared on a Bills Moff AI page. Yeah.
I like this bump here.
All right.
I've never seen the movie Tron, but I feel like this is in the movie Tron.
Here's number one.
Okay.
Here's number one. Crazy story. Bills megastar Deion Dawkins reportedly considering a career change to become a stunt driver after a Hollywood scout witnessed his drifting skills on the latest episode of Hard Knocks.
Okay.
Okay, so that's our first story. Dawkins is going to go be a drift driver instead of playing for the Bills.
Okay.
Number two, sad news. Bills star Josh Allen has been taken to the hospital after being suspected of being poisoned at the team facility. The coach's shocking announcement has fans praying for him.
Okay. I'm going to go immediately that AI was Josh Allen poisoned. and you made up the Deion Dawkins one. Because in my experience, the AI has to be so ridiculous. So, like, Nick Sirianni found a baby on the side of the road and is raising it. That's one I saw the other day.
There are some, I had to pick one out, like, whichever one of these. I had to, like, I can't do that one. That's so crazy.
I'm with you that I think the Allen one is the AI one. I don't think Owen would have written out Josh Allen to the hospital.
Right, which is not real.
And put that
not
in.
Real. Not real. Disclaimer, everyone that just tuned in.
This is not real.
This is not real.
The Facebook pages I see would say he's been hospitalized, poisoned by Trubisky. Like, oh, okay. You know, this didn't happen.
Oh, Trubisky. I thought you had like the Chiefs doing
maybe.
It.
Maybe, sure. Right. It would be by Goodell.
Steve Spagnuolo,
secret
spotted
agent. Well, you guys both, your instincts are correct.
Okay.
Made up the Deion Dawkins drifting thing.
Okay.
The pictures associated with the Josh Allen in the hospital. Yeah.
I can't imagine.
We went over it yesterday where he paid off the student loan debt of the entire 2018 Wyoming college class. He didn't do that, I don't think. Yeah. But the pictures that came with it were quite incredible.
It's really something. And my mind has been racing all day just thinking of these insane stories I'm going to give you guys instead of these AI ones. This is going to be a fun bit. So, step one today.
I'm going to find a couple new ones today. Let's see what came up today. Because it's just, I'm sorry, I don't know how. Ready? Here you go.
Mm-hmm.
There's a picture. It's Tomlin and Josh.
Uh-huh.
Shock. Josh Allen rejects any contract. Even if it was $500 million, I would still be loyal to the Bills. Immediately, the Steelers coach responded to the rejection with six powerful words. The idea, like, the Steelers offered Josh $500 million. Not real.
This is our good deed to just everyone be aware. These stories are out there. They are fake.
Yeah, it is about awareness.
It's a problem.
I'm now seeing the pictures of the hospitalized. Just the worst, man.
Right. I'm not opening it. I refuse.
It's honestly crazy. It really is.
Anyway, the internet, it's less useful than it used to be. Well, maybe that's not true. Maybe more useful.
It's more useful, but harder to figure out how to use it, I think, in the right way.
Yeah, it's terrible.
Yeah.
It's just generally terrible.
Too much of it is just made to trick people.
Yeah.
Is basically, that's what's happening these days.
803-0550, our phone number.
I do have one other thing I'm watching for tomorrow. Little thing. Before the game, even. Although, so I guess watching on TV, maybe I'll walk to Twitter to see if you get any pickup of this. So you mentioned, like, Josh and Dable are going to hug, right? That there's going to be one watching that.
You know, maybe the hug is less so because now Josh has got Joe Brady.
Right.
You know, it's not quite the same as when last time he was here that he had Dorsey.
All right, crisp handshake.
Last time Dable was here for a visit with the Giants, mm-hmm. it was Dorsey, mm-hmm. and Josh was like talking about low positive and inside his head about how to,
yep.
you know, maybe it might be tools he still uses, but we were all freaking out. And then they were down 6-0 to the Giants at halftime.
Yeah. Right. That's right.
And would they win 9-6 or something? It was bad. 13-9?
Yeah, it was.
Maybe 13-9?
13-9 sounds right.
So anyway,
right
now Dable's the one that's going to give the bigger hug.
Please
don't leave. Please don't let them put Jackson Dart in this game.
But either way, they're close, right? They love each other, whatever.
Yep.
They go back. I'm not as curious about their interaction. Yep. I'm curious if we get a McDermott-Dable interaction at all.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe we don't.
Handshake.
Cordial conversation.
Bro hug.
Shoulder tap. Anything like that. Because if we get that, I'm going to be...
Oh, yeah, I know what you're going to do. I know what you're going to do.
What I'm looking for, I'm looking for any sign...
Did you send me this email this week? Because I got this email.
Oh, you did?
I got this email this
didn't.
Week.
I didn't send you this email.
Okay.
I'm looking for any sign that Sean McDermott, if Joe Brady goes off this next summer, which is very possible, and gets a head coach job somewhere, I want to see any sign that McDermott would run it back with Brian Dable. Because I know Josh would.
Are you sure?
I think. Don't, I mean, from the way they talk about each other, I don't know. It feels like that would be, if he was available, mm-hmm. and most expect that's very possible, the Giants, he's the favorite right now to be the first coach fired. If he gets fired by the Giants and Joe Brady gets a head coaching job, I think it's very likely Josh Allen's going to want him. But it's does McDermott, is McDermott okay with that? McDermott has loosened up into the media in the last couple of years. Has he done that in the building too? Like, what would that be like now? Maybe it would be different than it was then. And if your quarterback wants to do it, does that even matter? Would it be, I'll figure out a way to work with them because this is what you want, and you're Josh Allen, and you're the guy?
No.
You got this email?
Somebody emailed me this exact question.
Interesting.
Yeah. You got a burner account or something?
No, I don't. Yeah, I don't.
Just making sure.
No.
Is there other burner emails? No. Burners are only referred to as like social media accounts.
I bet they're used. You don't really need a burner email, I don't think, if your email, unless your email has your name in it.
True. All right. Yeah. Extendo Sports and the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show on WGR.
Breaking sports news airs first here. Guaranteed. WGR Sports Radio 550. 2020 Sports.
Extendo Sports.
Anthony Richardson is day-to-day.
Yep.
Feeling good about his dislocated pinky. Caleb Williams will not play in the Bears preseason opener.
Okay. Fine.
What else? Preseason news and notes as we close things out.
How much of it will you actually watch? Like non-Bills game. Oh. Well, even Bills game, I guess.
Bills game, all of it.
What about the others?
I mean,
1 o'clock on a Saturday. Although it's gonna be hot.
I might want to see some Shedeur Sanders.
I'm sure I am not the only person. I have zero interest in him. Ever. At all. Like, I don't care about the debate about whether they're setting him up to fail. I don't care about where he got drafted. I don't care about where he ended up. He was fun to watch in college. I don't know.
Well,
nothing there that makes me think he's ever going to be great. So why do I really have to care?
I'm going to watch because I know that he'll be a take machine, and I feel like I should have one.
You know? I don't even know what they're who. He's the fourth string quarterback.
Okay.
Like, should I have a take about Tommy DeVito?
He is the fourth string quarterback for the Giants.
Is his agent going to be in town tomorrow?
It's a great question.
He was at Bill's training camp last year.
Yeah.
We saw him.
We're back Monday. Have a great weekend. Enjoy preseason game number one with the Bills and Giants tomorrow here on WGR.